Welcome. I am so grateful you're here. Let's expand our consciousness. Information leads to transformation. Open your heart. Open your mind. We're on this ascension ride. It's an honor to bring this information to you. This is the Tabitha Polaris Show. Welcome. I am Tabitha Polaris, and this is episode 36. On today's show, we will have an enlightening conversation with angel card reader Giovanna Kroboth. If you enjoyed today's show, leave a comment or rating, subscribe, and share with like-minded friends.
This is a weekly health and wellness podcast released every Tuesday. My intention is to raise the frequency of the planet, assist in your spiritual ascension, and bring awareness to the holistic lifestyle. We discuss provocative topics in the metaphysical, spiritual, and wellness fields. If you love God, Source, Love, and Light, if you're a light worker, wellness warrior, or want to live a life full of joy and peace, if you respect your physical body and want to heal our planet's environment, or if you're just curious about living a more peaceful and balanced life, this is your home. This is the Great Awakening, and it's time for us to unite. Join our community at TabithaPolaris.com. You can also find me on all social media sites under that name.
Hello, beautiful Soul Tribe family. I took a few weeks off for the holidays and I have missed you. I hope you are healthy, happy, well-rested, and preparing for the new year. Thank you to everyone who supported the release of my Christmas songs. That was so amazing. I hope you enjoyed the songs and the videos. And a special hello to all the new listeners. I know where you live, I see the little dots on my map in my back office. So I see the international community growing, which is so exciting. I'm so grateful. So welcome to our community. And everyone can check out the description of this episode for direct links to discover how to connect with today's guest, the sponsor, and the discount code page, which gives you links on products and services that I love. And the link to join our Soul Tribe community and my website to find out what I'm up to. So today's show is actually sponsored by Daily Harvest. It's an organic frozen superfood meal and smoothie delivery service. It gets delivered to your front door. So if you're busy or you enjoy eating healthy, this is a great service. My favorite products are the pumpkin chai oat bowl, the carrot coconut soup bowl, the artichoke spinach flatbread, and the blueberry chocolate breakfast smoothie. Those are my favorites. So you get $25 off your first order with my special link. And that link again is on my website or in the description section of this episode. So again, thank you to everyone listening to the podcast, sharing the show on social media, and those who are leaving comments and ratings. I am so grateful. So now I would like to tell you about today's special guest. I'm sure you could tell I was speeding through the intro because one of my bestie friends is on the show today. Giovanna is a school counselor, certified meditation teacher, and intuitive angel card reader. And as a certified psychic medium, Reiki healer practitioner, and intuitive counselor, she brings others comfort and healing with her messages from the divine. Our intention of today's show is to have an intriguing conversation about how we are all guided by spirit and how we can tune into that healing, loving energy. So I met Giovanna in an intuitive development class, and I was so impressed with her gifts and how they were so developed. And I also felt a deep connection to her. We got to know each other even more when we continued our studies and took an advanced mediumship development class during quarantine through Zoom. And then she's just such a very special woman. So please welcome one of my soul sisters, Giovanna Kroboth. Hello, Giovanna.
Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I was like, wow, who's that? Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. This is so exciting. You know, and I can't wait to share my story because I consider myself a pretty private person. So this is a big deal, you know, like sharing my story out there for everyone.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I had to give you a little push to get you to your next level. So thank you for accepting the push. So before we get into this amazing discussion, I always tune into the energy of the guest and pick an angel card. For, you know, the guests. So today was guided to use my new deck from Kyle Gray called the Angel Guide Oracle Deck. And I picked this beautiful card, which is an angel holding a star, which is crazy because we just had the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn and the Christmas star, right? We'll talk about that in a little bit. But the card says vulnerability and freedom. And as soon as this card came out for you, I knew that this meant sometimes you have to be a little vulnerable and go out of your box to get to the next level. And you are a healer and a very beautiful soul on this planet that's here at this time to help others in their journeys, bringing them comfort through your readings and also for your own life, you know, get using your gifts to guide your own life. But this card meant sometimes you got to get a little vulnerable to find the freedom in the next step of your journey. So don't be afraid to get out there and take it to the next level because you are ready, girlfriends.
That card couldn't have been, and your interpretation couldn't have been more accurate. It's true. Even though I have been taking classes for so many years, and I do readings, it's always been word of mouth. Doing other things beyond that, I'm very scares me.
I know, and I see you on like TV shows or like on you know on. Or, you know, and that could just be my message or my sign for you that you're supposed to be like with the circle of people doing what they're doing online or something to the next level. Like you're going to be well known. You're going to be well known. So I'm going to watch this all unfold and clap along the way and cheer you on.
You know, you said that in the very first class when you saw me walk in the door, and even when we were doing readings on one another, you were like, "You're going to be famous one day." I'm like, "All right, I don't know about that."
That is so funny. So this is going to be such a great show. And before we get into the interview, I just had to acknowledge that we just had an astrological event that hasn't happened in 800 years. So Jupiter and Saturn conjunction. Did you see it? That I saw it the second night and it was like 6:45 or 5:45 around there. I think 5:45 right before, just as the sun set. And I saw it in my yard and I saw Pluto right next to it. It was so incredible.
So where my house is, I went through all four corners around the house and just, it was just so cloudy right where I was. So I couldn't get a good view. So of course I watched it virtually online.
Of course. So I didn't see it either. It was too cloudy the first night, but the second night I saw it. But anyway, this also happens on the winter solstice. So I take this as a sign of, you know, good things to come. Yes. And things are changing. And that was a big message of beauty and light for all of us. So hold on to all of that beautiful sign from the universe. And we're so connected to the stars. So you are one of my favorite mediums and angel card readers. I've gotten tons of readings from people all over the country and you are really tapped into your gifts. I'm really impressed with like how specific and accurate you are. And I've witnessed you read others in classes and I've also received a reading from you. So I speak with experience. So were you sensitive as a child?
Oh yeah. even as a child, and I want to go back to like my elementary school years, I remember, and my mom could validate, I would wake up in the morning and I would be like, "Mom, Mom, there are lights in my room. They came through the door, Mom." And I would, even as a kid, like I would see orbs, like these balls of light, very glittery, and they would come in different colors, and they would come through the door, they would go under my bed, and then I would go under my bed, I would look underneath, there they were, and they would come, fly out the window. And it's funny because many years later, my mom ended up moving upstairs where my bedroom was, and started seeing lights in the room. She's like, "You were right."
So is anyone else in your family intuitive, or?
It definitely runs on my mother's side. My aunt's extremely intuitive. Wow. And she gets a lot of messages in her dreams, my Aunt Rosalie, and my grandmother. It definitely is on my mother's
side.
Yes.
So what would you say is your strongest clair, or how do you receive your intuition today? What's your strongest way of receiving? Do you see things? Do you hear things? I'm sure it's all combination of everything, but what's your strongest receptor?
Yeah, it's definitely a combination of everything, but I want to say my strongest would be clairvoyance, because I can see things play out as like a movie, as if I'm watching a movie play out in front of me. And I also tap into people's past lives where I can see their past life playing out like a movie right in front of me. And when I'm doing my angel readings, I want to say that's kind of the strongest sense that where I get my messages.
Okay. You want to pull a card for me?
Oh my God. Yes. It's okay.
Then we'll get back into the interview because let's do that.
I'm like, I have them literally right in front of me.
Of course. We have decks everywhere.
I'm doing one and one. I want to pull two. I'm just because I'm drawn to my Doreen Virtue and my new one, the Rebecca Campbell one.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is Work Your Light Oracle deck. Oh my gosh. Okay, so wow. This is what I got for you. The ever unfolding rose cracked open. It's happening for you, not to you. Oh my goodness. I can't believe, look, and look at how beautiful this is. I want you to take note of the woman that's in the rose, because the feeling that I'm getting with this is that you've already planted the seeds for all the work that you're doing. And now, as this woman is relaxed, let it all unfold out in front of you. Let it all happen as it's divinely supposed to. How beautiful. And
oh, I love that.
Yes. And let me pull my old school angel cards. I have Angel Athena. It is safe for you to be powerful. You know how to be powerful in a loving way that benefits others as well as yourself.
So what a cool combo.
And you know what? I have personally watched you give readings to others and you give readings to me. And I am also witness to the skills that you have and the ability of compassion and empathy that you have for others. And so it's no surprise to me that that you received this card, because you are a powerful healer, such a light healer. So it really is no surprise that you've received.
Those two cards really resonate with me, especially the first one when it came out, because I do feel like my whole life prepared me for this moment in time. And I feel like I've been working so hard for the last 2 years to like build everything and write everything and create everything. And now I'm going to like just sit back in 2021 and just finally relax, let it go, and enjoy that process of like putting it out there. And so it's going to be really fun. So thank you so much.
So, 2021 is all about fruition for you everything yeah. that you put out there is all going to now unfold beautifully for you.
Oh, how exciting. Yeah. So I hope a lot of people experience a good year coming up. And I'm actually going to conclude the show with a beautiful, kind of like a mantra prayer to prep us and bring us into the light for the new year. So that's how I'm going to end the show today. So how did you develop your mediumship skills and intuitive skills as you, you know, went on in your life?
I felt that throughout my entire life, I was always interested in the afterlife. Even as a teenager and in my 20s, I read ferociously all books from Sylvia Brown, from John Edwards. I mean, the most famous mediums out there, like I couldn't get enough of it. James Van Praagh. I read all of their books. But there was a time right after my father's death that I actually was really, I was seeing people. I was seeing the deceased. And there was a time, it was kind of an embarrassing incident at work. I am usually like the first one at my job. And I was there with a colleague of mine, another school counselor. And it was 7 o'clock in the morning. And where our offices were, it was in the library. And her office was across the library from mine. And so we would always have our coffee time in the morning. And so one morning she was over and we were kind of just standing in my doorway drinking our coffee. And I look over to her office and I saw a girl. I saw this teenager. She must have been about 15 years old. I can describe exactly what she looked like. And I looked at my clock and I told my colleague, I'm like, it's 7 o'clock. Why do they have students up in the building already? And she looked in the direction where her office was and she goes, Giovanna, there's nobody there. She's like, I believe you. And at that moment, I was like, I got to get a grip because I was seeing so much that I couldn't distinguish what was like real, not real. And I would see children in the school buildings that were deceased. And so, and I work in multiple schools. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start taking classes so that I can like figure this out.
Yeah, it's really important because it helps you because it gets a little overwhelming. That's why I took a class because the more I was making this Seven Spheres of Light meditation album, I really think the process of that album, my energy opened up. I was meditating all the time. I was around high frequency music all the time. I really think my vibration increased and then I was open to receive higher vibrational communication. So whatever old school intuition I had really expanded in this last year. So I needed to develop, to learn how to, you know, that I would get this urge to just tell everyone what I was picking up. And if I didn't tell them, it was like, I felt like I was going to explode and I didn't know how to handle that because sometimes it'd be like strangers, you know? So not everyone wants a reading or message from a passed on loved one. So that was very helpful to learn how to control it. So obviously you believe in the afterlife, right?
I always believed even as a child that this was not the only life we live.
So basically I believe we are spiritual, high vibrational beings, just temporarily hanging out in a physical body to have this experience. And yeah. I know that we go back to our original form. And I guess it's interesting. Some people might not believe in an afterlife, but I just have had so much proof and interaction that there's no denying it for me. So how does spirit work with you on a daily basis?
Well, I will always, multiple times a day, I will see synchronistic numbers. And I will also you know, little things like when I'm driving to work, I'm like, can you help, Angels? Can you help me find parking? Can you help me find parking? And then that one parking spot opens up for me.
So you're manifesting.
Or just oftentimes, really, when I'm at work and I'm with my students, I will always ask spirit to help me help whoever's sitting in front of me or whoever's seeking my counsel or guidance. Because I do feel like it definitely comes from the other side. It comes from my guides. And sometimes I'll say things, you know, to my colleagues. I don't know why I'm saying it to them, but I just feel like it's my guide saying, you know, telling me to tell them certain things. So I feel like I am giving them messages, but I'm not letting on that, oh, I'm giving you a reading and this information right. is coming from the spirit realm.
I think it's also like a muscle that you have to develop, because I guess like as your intuition develops or you tap into that, that consciousness, the universal life force energy and the consciousness out there, I feel like the more you practice and the more you learn, it's like a muscle. And then you learn how to help people in your daily life using those skills, but in a very subtle way, which is beautiful. But, you know, I've gotten readings from many people, and you are very specific with family members who have passed on. That is like a super skill you have. Super skill. So, of course, I want to know your journey of how you became an angel card reader. Now, angel cards are a tool that you use during your intuition. But what made you get into angel cards?
So, I was raised Catholic, and I struggled a lot with, yes, I knew I had these gifts. Yes, I knew that I was already, you know, tapping into loved ones on the other side. But there was a part of me that was very like, this isn't, you know, okay. You know, my religion teaches me this isn't, I shouldn't be doing this. And I felt a lot of fear around that. And my husband, it's very funny because my husband knew I was always intuitive, and he was the one who purchased my first angel card deck. And I just felt comfortable knowing that it was an angel deck, you know, it wasn't tarot cards. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but that would have scared me more using the tarot cards, to be honest. Whereas using the angel cards, I'm like, well, it's, you know,
totally.
I'm channeling more angelic energy, and I'm okay with that. I feel comfortable with that. And then from that, I began using, you know, my fairy cards and my moon cards. That opened that door up as I was doing more and more readings, and my deck started to expand.
For those listening that don't know, can you explain how you use your intuition with the angel cards, or explain what happens during an angel card reading real quick?
Sure. So the angel cards, they're just a tool that I use to channel. And when I do a reading, when someone comes to me for a reading, my routine is usually that I play Reiki music, I meditate, and I get a lot of messages from, I ask the angelic realm, and I invite their loved ones to step forward. And I'll write, I have many journal books where I will write all the messages. So I'm kind of like their scribe. I'll write messages that their loved ones are giving me. I write messages that the angelic realm tells me. And then when the person comes, I'll share with them my notes. I'll take pictures. I give it to them. And then I pull the cards. After I give them the messages, I'll take out my oracle card decks, like the angel deck, and I do an angel reading. And it's oftentimes whatever I had in the book ends up showing, you know, that the cards validate and confirm what was already in the book, what I wrote in my notes.
And it is kind of cool because some people just like pick a card and read out of the book. That's not what we do. We like we get our intuition and we give our messages and then we pick a card and then we go deeper and we take what we're picking up from the card and go deeper into the message from the card. And sometimes the cards are so dead on, it's a little bit freaky. You're like, thank you, angels, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really cool. Do you pick the cards? Cause I pick cards for people, or do you have them pick the cards out of the deck?
So I'll shuffle and then I spread the deck and I'll have the person pick the cards.
Yeah, I always do the same thing. Only I pick the cards because I am like, it's part of my reading and I do it opposite. It's probably the wrong way, but I pick the card. That's how I do it. I pick the card for people as I'm reading because I get guided which card to pick after I spread it out. It's really weird. But I guess there's no wrong or right way. It's just a tool, but it's so much fun. And some of the artwork on angel cards are so beautiful that alone, just looking at that beautiful expression from the artist and the person who created the deck can really help you in your life. Do you pick a card for yourself often? Cause I'm picking cards all day.
Oh yeah. I have so much fun with it, but I have to tell you that in the last 6 months, I've been doing more journaling and more writing than I have with the cards. I mean, I use my cards for the readings, but I've been doing a lot of journaling while meditating.
Yeah, that was something I never thought I would be able to do, because that was something like far away that I looked up to people who did automatic writing or did that. And that was something so not attainable for me, or I never thought I would do that. And just this year during those intuitive classes, I started just writing down and it would just instantly come out. And I don't even remember writing sometimes. And it even happens when I use the keyboard on the computer, which is so crazy. And then you read the message after and you're like, that it came so fast. It is like just a relaxing meditative state and you're picking up on that. Right? It's interesting.
It's funny because I've tried typing while I'm channeling. And do you know, I can't do it. I have to paper and a pen, old school. That's how I'm able to channel and write messages. I can't do typing.
I know that like everyone says that it should be a pencil, a real earthy tool from the earth to paper, so the energy flows correctly. But my handwriting is so bad that sometimes I can't even read what I wrote. So I asked the universe to just let it be okay if I typed, and they were very nice and let that happen for me. So that's definitely like a topic for a whole other podcast, is talk about automatic writing. That would be such a great topic because everyone can learn how to do this.
Oh, absolutely. You
know? Like everyone can develop their gifts. Everyone can learn all these techniques. Everyone is capable of these things. We just come here and forget. Like we forget what we know.
Yeah. I mean, and also remember, I mean, there are people that want to delve into and really expand their gifts with this. And then there are others that don't. They have no interest in it. And
yeah,
that's
fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. So what's your favorite deck?
Oh my goodness. So
is that a loaded question?
It's a loaded question, but I have to say, no, because if I say this one's my favorite, then I'm like, no, this one's
yeah,
my
so you
favorite.
Can't answer that question.
I can't answer it, but I
would say anything from Kyle Gray right now is speaking to me.
Okay. I would say Rebecca Campbell right now is speaking
all
to
right.
me.
You will have to tell me which deck to get out of her collection and I will get. So, can anyone develop their intuition and learn how to use angel cards if they take a class? Obviously, yes. If they want to. So where, you know, studying is very important. Where you also talked about meditation. Where did you study meditation and how does meditation help you in your life?
So I am a certified meditation teacher, and I was certified in it's called Yoga Shakti under a teacher called Ma Moksha Priya, and she is currently running classes Zoom or in person, and her the Yoga Shakti place is located in Queens, not too far from where one of my schools is, by Richmond Hill.
That's really cool. Yeah. I find that meditation, even if it's for a short time, helps me start my day. And then also helps me connect into getting deeper messages and keeps me in a calm state of mind. It's very helpful. Lots of benefits to meditating.
Yeah. I wanted to share too that oftentimes people are like, I don't have time. And trust me, I don't have a lot of time either. But what I do is before I go to work, I sit in my car. I do my makeup in the car. And then after I put my makeup on, I put on a meditation that's about 5 or 10 minutes. And I meditate. And then I go into work. And I have my sprays here. It's a frankincense spray that I spray on me once I'm in my office. And I ask to be a clear channel, a clear vessel to help others, to guide others today. And I'm telling you, it totally changes the energy of my day.
Well, your students are very lucky and any colleagues or coworkers are very lucky because you're a light worker and you're spreading your love and light with everyone.
Aww.
So. Yeah. And I meditate every day and extra when I need it. And it's just so peaceful. And again, like you said, it doesn't have to be a long thing. It could be very, a short practice, but I also feel like it's very important for people that are intuitive and connecting with, that the source energy to have a ritual like sage and spray frankincense on you to clear your energy field and to keep you as a clear and open channel. So these rituals, daily rituals, are very important to, you know, protect yourself from negative energy and also clean out whatever energies you've picked up from people, especially when you're empathic. It's kind of like, woo, it could be spirit or it could be physical people in life, you know, sometimes their energy just imprints on you. If someone walks in and they're all grumpy, you got to like shake that off, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And, you know, I work with a lot of people. You got to imagine, like in a building, there's a couple hundred people in a building. And I work in multiple buildings. And, you know, you can pick as an, you're right, when you're doing this work, you pick up so much on other people's energy. And it's so important to also ground yourself. That was the thing that I wasn't doing in the beginning when I started seeing apparitions. And it scared me. And I knew I needed to get a grip on what was happening with me because my third eye was open wide and I didn't have any boundaries. And I wasn't grounding myself. And so with the classes, and that's another thing, grounding is very, very important.
Yeah. If I feel like I need to ground, I just take my socks off and stand outside on the earth. But what do you do to ground yourself? You just say a little prayer or something?
I say a prayer, but I also visualize roots coming down through my feet and into the earth's core.
And I
protect myself in beautiful white light energy.
You might really like the root chakra meditation on my new album coming out. You're gonna love it. It's all about trees and roots.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. But you know, the other thing why I also took this meditation class is because I wanted, you know, especially because I do also like psychic parties where a bunch of people get to, not so much lately with the COVID, but what I wanted to do was do angel meditations before I individually read people. And so that was one of the other reasons why I also decided to take the meditation class.
That was a good idea. that must, you know, really help the energy in the room and also calm everyone down and keep it. That's a great idea.
It always surprises me when people come and they're nervous. I'm like, don't be nervous. It's just the messages of the angels. I'm like,
That's funny. So do you have specific spirit guides or guardian angel or archangels or a past loved ones that work with you specifically for different reasons? Or do you have any spirit team?
I do have a spirit guide. His name is Raphael that I work with. And different archangels will come to me at different times of my life. So Archangel Michael, Joan of Arc was visiting me for quite some time during the time that I was very scared doing this work. Joan of Arc was coming often and I would hear her coming on her horse.
Wow.
Whenever I felt scared, I was already hearing the galloping of the horse and she would appear in her armor. And so I would also feel Archangel Michael near me. I would feel Archangel Raphael. So at different times of my life, you know, a different angel would come through.
Archangel Michael helps me when I'm doing Reiki sessions. Like he always just shows up behind my right shoulder and he's like, I gotcha. I'm here. You know, so that's really cool. And somehow he helps so many people. He's like so many places at once. He's amazing. But it is interesting how different angels come in for different reasons. It's very interesting. I've experienced that as well. So I'll confirm that. So let's just quickly talk about, you said you're getting certified in Moonology. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is?
So it is a course that is on Hay House Publishing. And it's by Yasmin Boland. And I've been using her cards, her Moonology cards, for a few years now.
From the lady who made the Moonology deck?
And can I show you what I also
love?
And so I also got her 2021 Moonology Diary, which I love because it shows you all the phases of the moon throughout the month. And, when to set your intentions, and it gives you, look what it shows. It has a whole calendar and like, April, you know, and what zodiac sign the moon falls into. So that's a lot of what I've learned too, is, the zodiac signs that the moon falls into.
So the moon is in Cancer right now. So do you know what that means?
Absolutely. It's all about home. It's all about family. It's all about having a sense of security. And, those are the areas in life that people are paying more attention to right now. Their children, nurturing, having a sense of security. Let me take a look at my finances. Let me see where I can tweak certain things. Now that we're moving into the new year, where can I start, investing more of here and less here? Taking inventory of what's going on at home. It's all about having a sense of security, all about looking inside what's going on in your home. Yeah.
That's good. I mean, the outside world is a little bit nutty. So maybe it's just a message. It's the time to go within and make sure that your inner surroundings in your home is sturdy, secure.
And that you're nurturing yourself.
That you're nurturing yourself.
You're nurturing the people in your home.
That is so cool. So is the class her teaching live, or is it like recorded videos or a combination of both?
It is 10 lessons and it is recordings of her giving each, and each lesson is a different topic. And I have to say, you know, as part of my review of this course, that I am so happy about the amount of content that she has in each lesson. So it's definitely worth every penny of it.
That sounds like a great class. I'm so glad you're taking that. And it must be a lot of fun to learn about that too.
Oh, I'm totally connected. Yeah. As a Cancerian, I'm connected with the moon. So it's...
there you go. So how do you plan on using all your beautiful gifts in the future? Any plans?
I don't have specific plans, but I will say this. I am open to opportunities. And I know you had to nudge me to do this because there's a part of me that struggles with this because I do like my autonomy. I am more private, but I do know that if I want to reach out and heal more people, that I am going to have to do things that are a bit more uncomfortable. And, you know, I'm already doing this, or, you know, when I speak, when I do school events, I'm speaking to a couple of hundred between students and parents and auditorium style. So it's like, why am I okay and not nervous doing that? And with this stuff, it makes me so much more nervous, you know?
That's funny. Well, I'm really excited to cheer you on with whatever brings you joy, girlfriend.
And Thank you so much. Oh my God.
So everyone, Giovanna offers intuitive angel card readings and meditations via Zoom or in person. And obviously with all this new knowledge from the Moonology class, you're just like growing and growing and must be so interesting. I got to have another reading booked. So maybe we'll do I'll book a reading for next month. So anyone can book a reading with Giovanna by emailing her. And I will put the email in the description of this episode, as well as I'll say it out loud now. It's Chiao, C-I-A-O Giovanna with two N's at MSN.com. C-I-A-O-G-I-O-V-A-N-N-A at MSN.com. So if you'd like to book a reading, send her a message and I am giving her my stamp of approval. You will not be disappointed. So is there any other information you'd like to share or final comments before I do the essential oil of the day and just end the show with a beautiful kind of mantra meditation prayer for bringing us into the light of the next year?
You know, I just wanted to say for you and for everyone listening that, you know, this has been a very humbling journey to do this, and that if anyone is, you know, seeking the guidance, seeking love, that all they have to do is just ask their angels, ask the other side, because they're there all the time listening to our heart's desires. And we only need to say it out loud.
Oh, that almost made me teary-eyed. That's such a beautiful message. Thank you. So thank you for sharing your talents with us today, and may this podcast episode bring you many blessings. And I'll do the, I need you to stick around because this will be a quick end to the show. Do you have time? Because I really want you, first of all, I always do an essential oil of the day, and I just have to talk about this new product that is the Fountain of Youth. Have you ever tried Young Living CBD Beauty Boost Serum?
I use a lot of the Young Living oils, but I've never used that.
Okay. I always talk about the oils on the show, and you're just so beautiful and youthful looking, and I've been loving this product. So this is the product I picked for you because you glow. And honestly, all I'm going to say about it is that I put a couple drops on my hands. I mix it with my Young Living moisturizer, and within days, I started to see my skin glow and all of the little wrinkles disappeared. Like I was like, are you kidding me?
I know.
Because I had like a little laugh line and the wrinkle in my forehead. And I was like, they're gone. So when I see a product work so quickly, I want to tell everybody, if you need it, even if you don't have wrinkles, it heals your skin and it's just so beautiful. It moisturizes your skin. And also evens out your skin tone. So my rosacea and my redness in my skin has improved so much. And I like that youthful glow that I get. So it's great for all skin types. It's a mixture of CBD, rose essential oil, tamanu oil, and grapeseed oil. And you just put it on every day. It's awesome. It's great for, you know, all ages and skin types. Love this stuff. So that's my product of the day. And if you haven't used it, tell someone to buy it for you or buy it on your next order. And if anyone wants to find out more about essential oils, you can click the link in the description of this episode or on my website. So the Seven Spheres of Light meditation album's coming out. Woohoo! Yes. So if you want, yeah, I'm really excited. And then after that, all the original music will be released. So I'm really excited about the new year. And I'm launching a forum on my website in January as well, because I just feel like it's so important for like-minded people, light workers, health, holistic health warriors, lover of the planets, like all, anyone that wants to support each other during this ascension needs to have a non-censored spot to talk to each other. So in January, I'm launching a forum on my website as well. So I'm really excited about that. So thank you so much to everyone listening and holding the space with us today. I'd like to close the show with just a short prayer to bring us into 2021. So take a deep breath in and out. Relax all the muscles in your body. We call upon our angels, guides, our spirit team to surround us in love and light. We collectively, as a group, gather to pray and manifest a beautiful experience for the year 2021. Together, we will manifest a divine government, health for all humans and animals, protection over Mother Earth during this magical time of ascension, and the inner strength to see the truth, the divine truth of every political and personal situation in our lives. We together, as high frequency vibrational beings, manifest and desire this as it already is true, as it is so, it is already happening. We together, as a tribe of light workers and holistic health warriors, pledge to keep our thoughts positive for the good of the collective consciousness. We will fight the darkness and fear. We will stay in the light and vibrate with love. For all of our individual thoughts can make a change and keep us on the best possible outcome for 2021. We will be mindful and hold the love and light for this new year for the good of humanity. And may we call upon our angels to help us through this year. May you have a wonderful year. This is a very exciting time to be alive, and we are watching Mother Earth purge evil and darkness and watching the light and love fill up the earth and all of our lives. Keep your perspective on what is happening. Be mindful and aware and breathe. Be grateful to be alive and to witness this golden age. Now place your hands together in Gassho, palms facing each other, and hold in front of your chest with your thumbs resting on your heart. Take a moment to acknowledge the incredible divine consciousness that you are. You are love and light. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You are part of the universe, and it would not be the same without you. Live in the light, spread the light, and be the light. We'll see you next Tuesday. Have a wonderful New Year's.
Thank you for holding this space with us today. May your hearts be filled with love and light. Keep your eyes wide open for signs from your angels. Many blessings to you, and looking forward to being with you next Tuesday.